Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Deptford Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comment for today, Thursday, October 20th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 2¾ cents at 681, December wheat up 8 cents at 849¼, and November beans up 9 cents at 1381½. We did see some new sales this morning: 201,000 metric tons of beans sold to China, 132,000 metric tons of beans sold to unknown. Weekly export figures were terrible on the wheat: 162 for this year, 22, 161 for this year, 22 for next year. A total of 183, well below the 350 they were looking for. Corn came in well under 408. They were looking for 550. The beans came in just slightly above the average guess at 2.335. Still a very strong number there. Of note, Liz Truss, the Prime Minister of Britain, has resigned. Stock market is up about 80 points right now in the Dow, so not too much of a backlash. The U.S. dollar is down 34. I think both of those things are right now supporting the grains somewhat. Plus, the crude oil is up another $1.69 a barrel, so I think that bodes well for a strong opening. Now, whether we're able to sustain it remains to be seen. Secretary of Ag Vilsack announced a program of $1.3 billion to give debt relief to American farmers who qualify for USDA farm loans. Apparently, 36,000 borrowers with direct loans will get about $52,000 and $172,000 for guaranteed farm loans. So we'll have to see how that works out, but certainly some help for the American farmer, who certainly needs it after 3 years of drought. Overall, the war in the Ukraine rages on. The Russians have made some headways with this new commander out there. Apparently, the attacks are pretty vicious, and they are gaining some ground, but hopefully the Ukrainians can beat them back before it's all said and done. But I think that's giving away a little bit of a underpinning in here and should be supportive. Now, we're still waiting to hear what Putin's going to do about any future export corridor agreements. Remains to be seen, but who knows what he's going to do there. But personally, I think he wants to get something done. I think it's in his beneficial interest to do so, and we'll see where that takes us. Weather around the country looks pretty good. Southern Brazil is getting some rains. Argentina is getting a few rains, so a little bit better situation all the way around. The western part of the plains are still very dry. They need some rain to help the new wheat that's in the ground. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.